From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, this is Charles Couch thanking you for joining us for today's broadcast. In just a little while, Dr. Cairns will be addressing an important issue facing God's people in these days in his hot topic. Also, before he preaches the word, there'll be some Christ-honoring music. And then Dr. Cairns will bring the concluding portion of a message, The Unknown Christ Revealing Himself at an Unknown Feast, based on the fifth chapter of John's Gospel. First, however, Dr. Cairns comes to today's hot topic, which is, once again, the Bible was right.
I'm sure that at times in reading the Bible, you've wondered why on earth the Lord would think it important to include the names of people who seem to us unimportant and whose absence would not have the slightest effect on the story of redemption. I have no doubt that the Lord had good reason for all he put in Scripture, though I admit that in many cases I can't discern it. Sometimes, however, we get a glimpse of his reasons for naming such people. They provide the historical details that allow honest historians and investigators to be assured that the biblical text, which otherwise may not be capable of historical investigation, is indeed historically accurate. For centuries, unbelieving critics have charged that the Scripture narratives are in many cases unhistorical. Bible believers know that such charges are dead wrong and believe what the Bible says because the Bible says it. But every now and then, the Lord allows archaeologists to find some scrap of historical information from the ancient world that confirms the historicity of Scripture. In Jeremiah 39, verse 3, we are told the name of one of Nebuchadnezzar's princes, or chief officers, Sarsekim, or Nebo-Sarsekim. For the significance of that name, consider the following report from London's Daily Telegraph. And I'm quoting, "The sound of unbridled joy seldom breaks the quiet of the British Museum's great arched room, which holds its collection of 130,000 Assyrian cuneiform tablets dating back 5,000 years. But Michael Jursa, a visiting professor from Vienna, let out such a cry last Thursday. He had made what has been called the most important find in biblical archaeology for 100 years, a discovery that supports the view that the historical books of the Old Testament are based on fact. Searching for Babylonian financial accounts among the tablets, Professor Jursa suddenly came across a name he half remembered, Nabu-Sharusu-Ukin, described there in a hand 2,500 years old, as the chief eunuch of Nebuchadnezzar II, king of Babylon. Professor Jursa, an Assyriologist, checked the Old Testament, and there, in chapter 39 of the book of Jeremiah, he found, spelled differently, the same name, Nebo-Sarsekim. Nebo-Sarsekim, according to Jeremiah, was Nebuchadnezzar II's chief officer and was with him at the siege of Jerusalem in 587 BC when the Babylonians overran the city. The small tablet, the size of a packet of 10 cigarettes, according to Irving Finkel, a British Museum expert, is a bill of receipt acknowledging Nabu-Sharusu-Ukin's payment of 0.75 kilograms of gold to a temple in Babylon. The tablets dated to the 10th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar II, 595 BC, 12 years before the siege of Jerusalem. And there ends the report. Scholars seem to be surprised when the Bible narrative is proven historically accurate, even down to small details. They have no right to be surprised. Delighted, yes, but not surprised, for the Bible makes no mistakes. Not only is it historically accurate, but it is spiritually trustworthy. It alone is God's word. It alone brings us the authentic truth of God's way of salvation. It alone points us to the Lord Jesus Christ, who died the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God. Never fail to read and to believe the Bible. May the Lord never have to say of you what he said of Israel in Hosea 8 verse 12. I have written unto him the great things of my law, but they were counted as a strange thing.
This is Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving telephone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of the Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning, A Plain Man's Guide to the Way of Salvation, and Going On with God, Separated Unto the Gospel, a little handbook that tells you about the Free Presbyterian Church and our stand, and our quarterly magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly. These are free to those who ask, and many of you have already written to get them. We thank those who have written, and we would encourage the rest of you to do the same. If there is any way in which we can help you, please be in touch with us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 1-800-236-2915. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. So you see, it's really easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. It's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
See, nobody in the New Testament says, verily, verily, except Jesus Christ. Nobody. There are other people who would say, verily, truly, amen. In other words, they're saying, I affirm this, assuredly I'm saying this. But verily, verily is uniquely the formula of Jesus Christ. And the importance of the formula comes up when you come to Revelation chapter 3, if my memory's right, about verse 14, when he says, I am the Amen. I'd be quite happy to have this translated, Amen, Amen. That's the word. What is the name of Jesus Christ? I am the Amen. When he introduces some great spiritual truth, he's doing so in his own authority. He's saying, Amen, Amen. What does it remind you of? What Paul writes to the Hebrews, God swore by himself because he could swear by none greater. That's what the Lord Jesus is doing here. That's what he's doing here. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth in him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. That's not the last resurrection, the great or first or second resurrection. That's not the resurrection at the end of time. He's saying the hour has arrived. Dead people are hearing my voice. Thank God that's still true. I was dead, but I heard the voice of Jesus command me to rise from the dead. And in giving the command, He gave the life. Every Christian here is a testimony that the dead have heard the voice, and they that hear shall live. Verse 26, for as the Father hath life in Himself, so hath He given to the Son to have life in Himself. It's a very deep text. Without trying to pursue it, at the very least what it is saying is that as the Father has the power to originate life in the dead, so the Son, as the mediator, as the Savior, He has the power given Him in Himself to raise the dead. This is a divine honor, a divine prerogative. Then 28, 29, He will raise the dead physically and He will judge them righteously. Not only does He raise the spiritually dead, He will raise the physically dead. And as the Father hath committed all judgment to Him, He will judge them for heaven or for hell. I said John 5 records one of the deepest and fullest revelations of Christ, one of the deepest and fullest defenses that He ever gave of His own person and work. Verse 35 tells me clearly that this truth is necessary unto salvation. 36 and 37 make it clear that it's amply testified by the Father. Verse 40, and then starting at 46 into 47, make it clear that this is the truth that's set forth in all of Scripture. All this is objectively true, but now let me finish on a very personal and subjective note. Look at verse 38. Ye have not His word abiding in you, for whom He hath sent Him ye believe not. If the word of God abides in you, you will receive Christ. Look at verse 42. I know you, that you have not the love of God in you. If the love of God is in us, we will receive Jesus Christ. Verse 43, if we do not receive Jesus Christ, we will receive and believe a lie. And I believe the lie there includes even Antichrist himself. A lie that will damn our souls eternally. I want you to take this very personally. Has the Word of God ever entered your heart? Has the love of God ever gripped your soul? Because if it has, you have received Christ and do receive Him. And if you don't have Christ, neither the Word nor God's love abides within you, and you're wide open to the damning lie of Satan. Why would men whose need is just as great as the man who lay at the pool of Bethesda, why would they spurn their deliverer? Remember last week, I spent some time in this, I've just mentioned it this morning, where Jesus said to this man, are you willing to be made whole? The full import of that question is really, are you willing to be whole on my terms? Are you willing to be made right on my terms? Why would people say no? There's only one reason. That is, they're not willing for Christ's terms. That's why verse 44 says, "How can ye believe which receive honor one of another and seek not the honor that cometh from God only?" You see, the people who won't have Christ are so taken up with this world and the things and the people of this world that they prefer the honor of the world to the grace of God in Jesus Christ. Are you willing? If you're not saved this morning, are you willing to be saved on His terms? That's the question. I hope and pray that what Jesus said in verse 40 of the Jews, He will never have to say of any person here. I think there are people here, and if life were to end today, this is what He would have to say about you. But it's not too late to be saved. He says in verse 40, "Ye will not come to me. You are not willing to come to me that you might have life." People write all sorts of fancy little messages on their gravestones and on the gravestones of loved ones. And of course, the rock, just as pen and paper, refuses nothing. But there are some people, and their true epitaph is that which God writes. There's many a soul like you who has heard this book expounded and heard this gospel explained and heard the invitations of the Savior, knowing full well the theory and the truth, knowing full well the doctrine of the gospel, gone out into eternity, and over their souls and over their graves God writes, "Not willing to come to me. Not willing to come to me." I pray God that He'd give you willingness for Christ, a willing heart to say, "Lord, I am as needy as that poor man at the pool of Bethesda. I'm as helpless and as hopeless. Lord, I want Christ on His terms. Make me whole. And yes, I will take up not only my bed, but my cross. And I will, by grace, follow Christ." Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let us all pray. Our time has long gone. I forgot to look at my watch, so time has long gone. But so be it. We're going to live for eternity, so it'd be better to take time to know the things of God. If you're not saved today, I invite you to Christ. He's willing to save, and He's able to save. Mr. Braham and I are here as your servants for Christ's sake. We'd be happy to talk with you and point you to the Savior. Come, seek the Lord while He may be found. And if you are saved, get out there, obey the Lord, walk as a testimony, and let the world see this is what grace can do in a needy soul. Father, bless Thy word. Write it upon our hearts. Use it to the saving of the lost. Use it to the blessing and the building up of the people of God. We thank Thee that we have a great Christ, a glorious Redeemer, a marvelous Savior, co-equal and co-eternal with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Lord, help us. Help us to make much of Christ. And as we leave this house, to be living, vital witnesses unto Him. Make this Sabbath day a blessing to all of us gathered here, and in Thy will, meet with us again in the evening service, that we will see much of the grace of God in Christ. Part us now with Thy blessing, and grant that the grace, mercy, and peace of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit may be our abiding portion today and evermore. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. I hope that you found today's broadcasting a blessing to your heart. If you'd like to email us, our email address is ltbs@freepres.org. Or if you'd prefer, you may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to know how to be saved and how to be sure you're saved, we'd like to send you my booklet, A New Beginning, and I think that you'll find it very helpful. Each quarter we publish a free full-color magazine, Let the Bible Speak Quarterly, with a good variety of Bible teaching and testimony. It's available to all who request it. If you'd like to receive more information about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America and its ministry, we'd like to send you our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel. Or if you'd like to have tape or CD copies of the messages here in Let the Bible Speak, you may have them by contacting us. Or you may visit us on the web at letthebiblespeakradio.com. Now that's a lot of information to digest all at once, but you can find it all on our website, letthebiblespeakradio.com. There you'll be able to listen to and download our programs, visit our online bookstore, and read a text version of each day's commentary. So visit us today at letthebiblespeakradio.com. This is Alan Cairns saying thank you for listening. I trust that you'll join us each day at this time, Monday through Friday, as we let the Bible speak.